All right, welcome back, everybody. It is Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Want to let you guys know that we got a pair of tickets to give away for today to Hayley Williams, the lead singer of Paramore. Highly recommended by Jennifer, as she is bringing her the Hayley Williams Show tour to the I Think Financial Amphitheater in September. You going to that, Jennifer? Do you want to go?
I absolutely want to go.
Wow. Well, if you guys also want to go, be listening today at 12:20 for your chance to win tickets. This is a Live Nation show. Is she your faves? One of them?
She's definitely a top fave, yes.
Wow. Okay.
Right. I grew up listening to Paramore, so.
Well, there you go.
I support Hayley Williams very much.
Let us get to a little segment we like to call the mixed bag here on a Thursday as we mix things up in the sporting realm and universe and dive all over the place, Leroy, in the mixed bag. Wild, wild west, huh?
Yeah.
All right, now I don't know if this is really Carter Bryant, but have you seen the video that's gone viral of Spurs rookie Carter Bryant yesterday apparently using the bathroom in the middle of the game?
No.
Where?
I'm putting the video up here for you. And
nah, he didn't go to a regular bathroom.
Has to be AI.
That's AI, bro.
I don't know.
That's AI.
I mean, maybe it's one of those fancy bathrooms.
You're
by the... I don't know if I'm getting had. I don't know if I'm getting had. They all look shook that they think they've seen somebody come in there. Maybe he ran in.
Time out.
Because they have fancy bathrooms by the floor. You could run in there.
Time out.
Mm-hmm.
If he has to use the bathroom.
Yep.
He's going to the back.
He's where the going dressing to the room. Locker room.
There's nobody that's going to be there unless they're fans with great assets.
Well, they may have.
Suites.
They may have a locker room that's far away. They may not have a close locker room. You know, because some places it's a pain in the ass to get to the locker room.
So why that's bad for the players? Why would a team create a bathroom so far away that if a player's got to use it, he's got to go among?
I don't know.
I don't know.
But if he could just go, hey, could I go to the flagship lounge? Like if you were a player at the Heat's place, you could run in there, or you could just run to the luxury lounge and you could do a little, rinse and repeat and get the hell out of there.
Don't go to the same bathroom Colin McGregor went to.
Do not. No.
No. Minus
so you guys don't believe it? You don't think that's real?
No. I don't think that's real.
Okay. Fair enough. Listen, I'm not going to fight you on it. You familiar with Joe Burrow?
Yep.
So Joe Burrow, a.k.a. Joe Buhuro, he's crying all the time. He was talking about his team's roster yesterday, and he says he thinks this is the best Bengals team he's been a part of.
No. Where we needed to be better, and we went out and aggressively made it happen. We filled some holes that we had from years past, got better at a lot of positions, signed the best free agent safety, got the best D tackle in the league, in my opinion. So we have everything we need in that locker room. We just got to go and make it happen. Number one thing is you have to win, and we're going to go win a lot of games this year, and play great and win a Super Bowl. And I think this is the most talented roster that we've had since I've been here.
Wow. Big words from Joe Burrow.
You know the one thing that bothers me about that?
Tell me.
The 800-pound gorilla in the room is, dude, you ain't never healthy.
That's true.
So you sitting there having conversations about we filled holes. What about your damn hole?
Hey, yo.
What about the hole that you leave when you hurt every other week?
He's right.
Talking to him like he front office.
He did sound like the front office.
Yeah. No. Uh-uh. No. No, you ain't. And look, it has nothing to do with what kind of player I think he is. But are you really going to him when he's always hurt to ask him about what the chances are? He should have said, you know what? First things first, I need to stay healthy.
That's true.
That's it. That's what his conversation should have been. End of discussion.
Only played 8 games last year. Full season before that, but 10 before that.
Yeah. Wow. Him and Tua on that same schedule.
Kind of.
Just different injuries.
Tua's just got the head injuries. This guy's got everything. You know, but he's got great hair, so everybody's like, oh, Joe Boothrow, he's the best. I wish them no success.
Karen said, didn't Burrow play Kevin in Home Alone? Guy's house is a death trap.
Does. He looks like Macaulay Culkin. There's no doubt about that.
But it's like, I'm just...
You're very frustrated by this.
Because I turn on the TV and I hear things, I'm like, and I'm thinking to myself, we are just a not an aware society. Like, we think we could say things and do things that exclude us, and we are part of the problem.
Well, I told them the moves we made, and I think it just comes together. You know, we're going to see what the landscape is out there. And
you know what every pundit's going to say about the Cincinnati Bengals?
Hmm?
Here's how it's going to start. They ain't going to talk about who they added. They ain't going to talk about nothing. They're going to say, if we can protect Joe Burrow and keep him healthy, that's it. Then we'll start talking about the other pieces.
Let's see.
I think we just the best team we've ever had. Really? Are you going to play 17 games? Because the best team you ever had, you were a participant in all of them.
They're plus 185. They're second favorite to win the division. Still the Ravens are the favorite at minus 120. Pittsburgh's plus 600.
I think that division is a little bit wider than people think because there's a lot of unknowns, right? Like, you got rid of two coaches and two organizations that weren't bad. And I think Pittsburgh's going to learn what it's like to not have Mike Tomlin and what some of the things he had to do to get a winning team year after year after year.
Well, speaking of Aaron Rodgers, this is what he had to say about being reunited with Mike McCarthy.
I mean, I love Mike. Mike and I spend a lot of time together. A lot of great highs over the years. A lot of respect for him, and
you've had a lot of
pretty
great
amazing
highs.
Guys. Coached at three iconic franchises now with Green Bay and Dallas. You know, it was surreal, honestly, sitting in the meeting, the first 8 o'clock meeting on Monday. Took me back to being a 22-year-old kid sitting in Green Bay, listening to Mike's first meeting in 2006.
Shut up!
So. It's fun. I mean, it's like a pinch me moments. You know, been happening the last few days.
Getting to sit
next to James Campen in the meetings is fun. Jahri Evans was a teammate of mine. You know, he's on the staff now.
Still going.
You know, Hall of Famer, should be Hall of Famer. So that's pretty cool too. So a lot of connections.
New Mike McDaniel.
This guy's like a dear diary.
He's new Mike McDaniel.
Took me back.
Make me feel like I'm 22 again.
Young lad, I was 22 years old.
Why can't he feel like he was 22 again? Why can't he feel 20 years younger?
Because he hates Aaron Rodgers. That's
I'm
exactly
just saying
why.
That. He hates Aaron Rodgers. So if Aaron Rodgers is happy, that's going to frustrate you, Leroy.
No, not at all.
Well, he was
it
happy.
Just
then.
Frustrated. No, no. You pulled your headphone cord out.
You did.
Because.
Leroy, you're
too
all,
much?
You'll never
be too much.
Allegations.
You don't think that's too much? Man, I feel like I'm 22. You're 42, dude.
So at when least, LeBron, least, if
it would
LeBron
have been
said
more believable if he would have said 30, 35. 22? There ain't no way in hell you feel like you're 22.
Maybe he went to Ponce de Leon and got the Fountain of Youth.
Mm-hmm. He probably tried.
A new Achilles and
guy was probably out there licking a poison dart frog, trying to find it.
Maybe it was the ayahuasca kicking in and he was feeling like he was 22.
A man who doesn't use ayahuasca, I think, Jeff Hafley. He was mic'd up the Miami Dolphins yesterday. This was his one of his speeches he gave to his team at OTAs.
Understand the urgency, guys. We don't have many of these. There's two done. These are going to go fast. We have to get better every day. You have to find a way to get better every day. And there's a lot more mental right now than there is physical. That's just the way this thing is built, right? So you got to get on the tape. If you need extra help, you got to see your coaches. Tomorrow there's going to be more installs. Each day there's going to be more installs. This is not slow. You guys understand what I'm saying? So the urgency's got to build, and we got to get better every single day. We don't have time. There's a race for that. Good work. Your effort was outstanding. I can't wait to watch the film. Malik, you got him.
Wow, he's so efficient.
So
why did it sound like
so
that?
You know what's funny?
The
funny thing about this is that this is like the moment where you can get the attention of everybody because it's new install, new system, new coaches, new whatever. So everybody's going to pay attention. The hard part is after like year three or four.
Yeah.
When you've had those same guys listen to that same speech, right? That's when it becomes awkward.
Schmeathen says, what kind of Tetris ass song is this? JFig thinks it's Stranger Things.
That's what it sounds like to me. Yeah.
Josh Hart says, blah, blah, blah. Let's see it on the field.
But here's the thing. And I don't ever blame a coach for what he just said. And here's why. Because if you ever have the attitude that what you're doing is not that important because it's May or because it's June, right? If you ever give that attitude or that mindset, then, like, there's going to be guys that treat it that way, and you're not going to be able to get what you need to get done. Now, and so I understand a coach being there. I laugh at it because ain't nobody really playing football, but I know the importance of it. I know the importance of, listen, the hardest thing for young guys, and it was kind of even hard for me,
mm-hmm.
is that when you're learning new terminology and a new system and a new way of doing things, that the mental grind of picking all that up without even the fast pace of football, you know, the 40 seconds in between plays, the defense is jumping around. You haven't even gotten all that. Now you're just doing basic, fundamental football. If you don't pay attention now, when you get into camp, that's when coaches get irate because you've had all this time and you weren't paying attention then.
That is the mixed bag. We will take a break, get you caught up with your headlines. Marlins. NBA playoffs. And we'll continue seeing if anything's out there in the Heat fodder world. We'll take a break back after this.